Yes, Jungle mit Busy Earning auf Flux FM. Die super geheimnisvolle Kapelle, deren Mitglieder bisher nur als J und T vorgestellt wurden, spielt heute Abend im Berghain und vorher haben es zwei Repräsentanten der Band zu mir ins Studio geschafft. Und wir quatschen über Anonymität im Musikbusiness, denn man weiß ja fast nichts über Jungle. Wir sprechen über den visuellen Output der Band in Form von Musikvideos. Wir fragen nochmal nach, warum man überhaupt keine Informationen über die Band im Netz findet. Wir sprechen über die Show heute Abend und vieles, vieles mehr. Ich sage nochmal, welcome JMT, welcome Jungle.
Hello. How are you doing?
Hey, hello. Fine, how are you doing?
Very well, very well.
How's touring been so far? How's traveling been?
It's very fun.
Where are you coming from today, actually?
So we traveled, we had some stuff to do in Amsterdam yesterday.
Oh, you had some stuff to do in Amsterdam? That
just
sounds
some
good.
Stuff, a little bit of stuff.
Yeah, just a bit of promo. And then we before that, we had a gig in Paris.
Oh, wow. How was
which
that?
Was really cool. Amazing venue, the Nouveau Casino.
Cool.
And then, yeah, then we drove overnight last night from Amsterdam and woke up outside Berghain.
It sounds like the dream of so many people, I think.
Cool. It's really
starting
cool.
In Amsterdam, waking up in front of Berghain.
Yes.
Yeah. So many people want to live the life that you live right now. So you've decided not to put out too many informations about the band and about the band's members. I think that the main idea behind that was to give the music more space and not to let people think too much about the people behind the band. But please confirm, maybe, what was the main idea behind not putting information about the band on the net?
I think it kind of happened a little bit by accident. You know, as you said, we just put the tracks out on the internet, as so many people just do these days. You put it on SoundCloud or something like that, and then from there, you know, we did a video, and from the video we had this a picture, and we were like, okay, well, put the picture on, you know.
Oh yeah, cool.
And from there it just kind of kept going, and you know, it became more about, you know, the art and the visuals, and
yeah,
the kind of anonymous thing kind of just happened. And we're like, oh, everyone goes, you're so anonymous. And you're like, oh, are we here?
No, I mean, it's not the worst idea to stay anonymous within a band. It's not the worst idea to have. And I really think the idea behind not putting too much information out really has worked out, because all attention is on the music right now, and everybody just cares about that. So that's a good thing.
Well, I think that's the most important thing to us at the end of the day. Like, all of our emotion and all of our energy goes into the music and the art. So why wouldn't we want to show that to people first?
Yeah. Well, I did dig a little bit deeper though, and I found out that you guys were playing in a band together as well before, called Born Blonde.
Yeah, that was our friend's band, and we played with it for a couple of years.
And now listen to my theory. My theory was that it was a little bit something like when Joy Division played their first shows and Nazis and racists showed up at their concerts, because you could misunderstand Born Blonde as well, maybe, when you're a stupid Nazi or stupid racist. So my theory was there's racists on the Born Blonde concerts and you didn't want to have them anymore. So you were like, no, this time we'll stay anonymous. We'll make a video with black people in it, and so no racists will show up to our concerts anymore. That's a stupid theory, but it could work out.
We just grew up and realized that we wanted to do something that was truly ours, and from honest from our heart.
Yeah.
And obviously it was a great experience. You know, we hit the road with that band and we toured, but it wasn't our songs, it wasn't our music particularly. So starting Jungle gave us an opportunity to be honest to ourselves as like creators, I think. And that's the most important thing, really, is.
And then did you find out real fast that there's a musical philosophy that you guys both share?
Well, we're best friends, so, you know, it felt honest, it felt natural, and, you know, there's no ego, and that's what it's about for us. I think once you have ego in music, it just stinks.
Yeah.
It stinks, smells proper bad.
Yeah, that's true. With the collaborative thing that you do right now, how did you record the entire album? Were some of the live musicians in the studio with you, or was it just the two of you in the studio putting it all together?
Like, the album is just us in the studio, mostly his bedroom.
Oh, wow.
And just in exploring sounds, you know, opening doors, like throwing the keys on the table to make a snare drum.
Yeah, I think we realized that, you know, you don't need to be in a massive studio to make music.
Cool.
You know, you can do it anywhere, and I think everybody is now doing it everywhere. And
sure.
That's, you know, it's important just to be natural with it and throw it out there.
That's totally true, but you still do have to have the talent to make it sound good on your laptop in your living room.
Thanks.
And I really think you made that, because it sounds big, it sounds huge, it sounds like a real big studio, I would say.
Well, you don't have a time limit. You know, you go to Abbey Road or something, you've got 1 hour.
Yeah. And then you play table tennis for half an hour and you're fucked.
God, can we have another hour? Can we have another hour?
Something like that, right. Yeah.
Yeah. One more hour.
Happens so often, yeah. I would say.
Table tennis is dangerous in the studio. You lose days to table tennis.
Yeah, people say that the major companies are the most dangerous thing in the music industry, but actually it's a table tennis place.
Exactly.
It's the most dangerous place.
I think Damon Albarn has a table tennis table on his rider. You know?
Yeah, he has
really?
Yeah, he takes one on tour with him.
Okay, such but that that makes sense, though, because you can play a little ping pong before the show. That's a part where you can't do anything else, actually.
Exactly, yeah. There's a lot waiting around, so it's good to fill your time.
You don't have to pay for the backstage room, so you can play some table tennis back there. Now let's listen to another song, then we talk a bit more and give away some tickets for tonight's show. Im Berghain Foyer nochmal das Stückchen Lucky I Got What I Want, Jungle. Yes, lucky I got what I want, Jungle auf Flux FM. Jay und T sind immer noch bei mir. Wir haben mittlerweile herausgefunden, dass sie doch Josh Lloyd Watson und Tom McFarland heißen. So viel ist recherchemäßig rausgekommen bei meiner Vorarbeit für dieses Interview. Und wir müssen natürlich auch nochmal über die Videos sprechen von Jungle, die ja hervorragend sind. Ihr habt sie alle schon gesehen im Netz. Und sie zeigen uns eine kleine Tänzerin in dem einen Fall oder bei Basie Ernin eine ganze choreografierte Tanztruppe, die auch auf sehr geschickte Art und Weise eigentlich von den beiden Hauptakteuren der Kapelle ablenkt. Da wollte ich jetzt auch noch mal wissen, wie man drauf gekommen ist. Your videos, the videos that have been released until now, they're all really, really great. Is that something that you take care about yourself as well, or do you have friends who are into the video game?
I mean, a lot of the stuff that we do is quite visual, you know, all our references and influences are very visual, you know. We see kind of like films before we make the music rather than listening to songs, you know.
Okay, wow.
So it's a very visual process for us. Okay. And you know, it's amazing to see those dancers like express themselves like that, you know. It's cool.
you must have had goosebumps when you were watching that shit for the first time.
And also, like, it's a good way of... We do have friends, like our friend Oliver is a very good director and photographer, and he helps us bring our ideas to life.
Yeah.
And it's great fun. Like, why not be able to, you know, make videos as well? It's like, make music, make videos, make art. Make
There's advantages and disadvantages to that phase that we're living in right now. Because back in the days, you would have had like £200,000 in your pocket right now. You would have been to a studio for the record, and the videos, somebody else would take care about them.
And it wouldn't be as good.
Yeah, it wouldn't be as good because it's not under your control anymore. Exactly. And you have perfect control over the Jungle project.
Yeah, it's not about money, is it? You know, I don't think you create the best things when there's no money. That's very important not to get like obsessed with money, you know, obsessed with like career and money. It's so important just to keep it simple and keep it honest.
And what I like about your videos as well is the fact that they don't only transport the idea that you have, but they transport the beats really well. You know, when you're just listening to the music, it makes you feel like dancing, actually, but when you see the videos, you have to check out your own moves to the music if they're quite as good as the ones that you can see in the video.
I think everybody wants to be a dancer, you know. We all want to be Michael Jackson.
Yeah, sometimes I think so. Yeah, I really do. So tonight's show, you're going on stage with five more people. It's a 7-piece.
So 7 people on stage. Okay, dancing, cool. Dancing.
And was it hard to find them when you were preparing the whole album on your own, or did you have enough musician friends and colleagues?
No, they're all friends or friends of friends.
Cool.
Rudy, one of our singers, is Josh's neighbor.
And then you sing? Yeah, I can sing. Cool, let's kick it.
Yeah, really, like that?
Well, pretty much, yeah.
Cool, I like that. And it's an important thing that you, because when you're the best friends and you develop that whole thing and you go on tour with it, it's an important thing that you take friends with you on tour. Otherwise, the whole idea would get...
Yeah, it's very much about that collective and a group. And, you know, it's almost like a gang, you know. It feels cool and feels fun. And that's the most important thing.
Yeah, and I think so too. And I really want to thank you for that upcoming album. I had the chance to listen to the whole thing.
Amazing.
It's
going
to come out here in the end of June, I think. So it's just a little bit more time that we all have to wait for the Jungle LP. And then maybe you're going to come back in fall to play
another
show.
We love Jungle.
Because people will know the entire album and sing and dance along. Cool. So I want to thank you a lot for visiting us. It was a great pleasure talking to you.
Thanks for having us, man.
And I'll give away some tickets for tonight's show.
Fantastic.
Can I have them?
No, you can't have them.
But I need to get in. I'll have a ticket.
I heard it's really hard to get into that club.
That's true. maybe we'll check out your clothes before so you get in.
Yeah, we weren't allowed to take photos or anything.
No, that's no, it's crazy. You're not allowed to take photos in there. That's totally
But you
true.
Can take your shirt off inside. And
you can take your shirt off and you can take other stuff off, in. If you want.
I'm not endorsing that. You can.
Okay. Also, wer heute Abend vorbeikommen möchte im Bergheim und sich die erste Jungle Show in Berlin angucken möchte, der ruft mich jetzt an unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück und wer durchkommt, der kann sich die großartige siebenköpfige Kapelle heute Abend angucken. The number is 030 2000 9000.
You made it up.
Don't call in. Thanks again, boys, and I hope I'll see you soon. You come back again when you visit Berlin the next time.
Of course.
Okay, bye-bye.
See you soon.